in the locker room here with Jets tight end Jeff Cumberland. Jeff, that was quite of an offensive performance Sunday against the Buffalo Bills to start the season, huh?
Yeah, I mean, we had a chance to go out there and prove that we can do it. Just execute the plays that we've been practicing, the game plan that the coaches put us through, and we went out there and executed.
How good did you feel personally? It seemed like you were getting into a groove out there in the field.
I mean, I felt real good. I mean, the whole offense was clicking. I had a few balls. Everything was going good. Everybody's confidence was built up, so everything went well.
And how are things going for you on blocking side? Because obviously you're going to be asked to stay in and block a lot this season as well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, I knew from camp and off season that was going to be an important role for me to get to be a blocker as well as a receiving tight end, to be well rounded. And so far, I'm still working on it. I've been doing pretty good at it, and I'm still working at it.
How nice was it to see everybody out there on the field together to start the season and now heading into Pittsburgh? Because you guys battled through injuries throughout the summer, but then we saw what you can do on the field when everybody's together.
I feel real good. I mean, it's pretty much was one of the first times where everybody was out there, from the quarterbacks to all the receivers, tight ends, linemen. So it felt good for everybody to get out there and to see us click the way we did.
How much of a groove do you think Mark Sanchez is in right now? Completed about 69% of his passes in the preseason. Then against Buffalo, you guys provided a lot of protection for him, and he was picking his spots wherever he wanted to throw the ball.
Like I said, it just helps build confidence when you see the ball release out your hand as him being a quarterback, and you're seeing guys catch the ball and you're not being sacked and things like that. It just builds confidence and helps you keep going.
How about the challenge ahead of you guys this week, the Pittsburgh Steelers? Dick LeBeau, the coordinator there, known for his zone blitzing schemes and things like that. How about the challenge that lies ahead?
I mean, you know, Pittsburgh has always had a good defense. So we just want to come out day in, day out of practice, execute our plays, and then take it to the game and just execute the game plan.
And making sure you guys take care of those blocking assignments, right? Because they're going to try to complicate things for you guys up front.
Yeah, that's part of offense and defense. You know, the guy's going to come after you. The guy's not just going to sit back and wait for you to just to throw the ball. You know, guys going to come at you. We've been through it with our defense throughout camp, so we got a good, like I said, we got a good game plan, and we're just going to go out there Sunday and try to execute.
Yeah, how beneficial is that, to practice against a defense that shows you so many looks?
I mean, it helps out tremendously. So when it's time, when the time comes up for the game, you've pretty much seen pretty much everything. So when it comes at you, you're not shocked or you're not surprised about it.
Thanks, Jeff.
Thank you.